He is capable of committing acts of generosity. He is capable of being loyal. Donald Trump is a man who ran for office to make our country great.
Folks, it's Wednesday at midnight. Whiskey in the Surfer, Denver Style, Iconic Rock, folks. A little Rich Kids on LSD. That is Donald Trump using his mind powers to tell somebody to threaten somebody else so that nobody knows what they're talking about. I can't prove it, and neither can you, but I'm going to still say it. Bro, I got a book, I got a movie, I got a book about the movie. I'm going to jail, I'm going to write it all. But first of all, let me talk to Adam Schiff, let me talk about Elijah Cummings, let me talk to Dianne Feinstein, let me get our plan in order so we can give CNN the documents first. Did you watch something else? Turn the show to thrash extravaganza right now, dude. Two people arrested over a fight over crab legs, folks. Rights and lefts. No, I mean, I can only eat the rights. I'm allergic to the lefts. Huntsville, Alabama. A brawl at a buffet. Surprise diners and one police officer. Bro, I was being oppressed by the price of these lobsters. Now get out of my way. Then I can only afford to eat at the Bronze Corral. Dear Lord. Literally, as I sat down, I took maybe two bites out of my plate. Well, that's what you did wrong, dude. You gotta eat the food, not the plate. And there you will. Johnson apparently some Friday evening peace and quiet, too much to ask. There's a woman who's beating a man. People are moving around. Blades are shattering everywhere. Johnson continues. Not sooner as he dashed up a plate at the Meteor Buffet off of Memorial, says a fight was happening in the food line. Oh, my God. No, no, it's me. It's Rick Ocasek and a lunch lady. Now, give me this hairnet. Oh, how about this, huh? Everyone was saying they cut in line. They cut in line. He cut in line. I was here first. I'm going to get this cream corn. You are going to get this oversized spoon over the top of your noodle. Oh, and can I get some of that cream corn over the top of the noodles I just put on here? I know it's my seventh different pasta on this plate. I can't believe my feet are still on my body. Police arrested John Chapman and a Shakita Jenkins. That's not a name. Who were eating at a buffet with their kids. Yeah. How about that riff? They've been out there waiting for crab legs for a good 10, well, how long does it cook a crab leg? I don't know. When they finally came out, it was very heated, especially if someone was taking more than their fair. No, I'm getting they put them on a silver tray because you and he, no, I paid money here at the Bronze Corral for the silver tray platter. That's right. Officer Johnson said after talking with Chapman, oh, you don't think I don't know the secret menu of a buffet, please? Anyways, Chapman suffered a cut to his head in the restaurant front. Jenkins, Chiquita Jenkins, not hurt. Chapman will be in court on March 21st. Oh, my God. If he has Cohen as his lawyer, he'll probably get off. That's what I'm saying, dude. That guy can spin a yarn. Matt Gaetz threatening to out this dude's girlfriends in front of his wife on Twitter is intimidation, is witness tampering, but you can't have a meeting with the DNC and Elijah Cummings. And that Ilhan Omar talk, speaking of refugees, dear God, put that southern wall border up immediately. Only on Denver's Top Iconic Rock, where we put a wall around the hits on a daily basis. It's 2019. We better start acting like it. Folks, there are people who do not have America's, they're not have America's best interest in mind. You know, those traffickers, those cartel ne'er-do-wells. The New York Mets, I do not trust any of them. No, but we all got to watch this guy who we already know is lying continue to lie to us, and boy, is this narrative falling apart. You buried a story that wasn't real? Yeah, you buried a tape about a tape that wasn't real? Yeah, we made that too. Why was nobody asking about Stormy Daniels, and have I not said from the beginning? Why not just make it up? We never banged. We'll just say we did. They're going to turn all of this into that, and guess what? It never happened. Watch the air go out of the balloon, dude, and every single person in this Who's Cow is going up. Two ways Democrats can win in 2020, according to the Wall Street Journal. If you want to give them money, you can read it. According to Knox News, that's not Amanda Knox. What is it? It's just a list of dead bodies, dear God. Anyways, ANOXnews.com. Oh, speaking of bloodstains, dear God. No, these weren't bloodstains. They were salsa stains. I'll be waiting for this song to age in arc, everybody. Maryville man faces felony charge for folks dipping testicles in a salsa before delivery. I know, I put just the right Uber amount on each one. None of they're so spicy, it gives my balls a lift. Get it? People usually dip chips in salsa. Well, that's how I start that article. Who's this artist? Who's this writer? Who's this narrative? Well, Travis Dorman. Come on down. Oh, I'm already looking at this guy. This guy owns emo t-shirts that are size medium. Howard Matthew Webb here. And it's a testament to how much I love salsa. How about that? And he's accused of placing his testicles in a salsa container that was then delivered to a low-tipping customer last month. Oh, dear God. Oh, and Tiger Woods still ate it. Maryville police arrested Webb on Friday on a charge of adulteration of food liquids and a pharmaceutical. Folks, that is a Class C felony. Head on down. The woman received the salsa, had ordered food. Of course it was a woman. They never tip. I mean, some of them. Webb was a passenger in the vehicle driven by an independent contractor who worked for diner delivery. Wait, he did it in front of somebody? After the pair picked up the food from the restaurant, they made a video, according to the arrest warrant. And I'll hold the camera. No, or hold my nuts. Or hold the salsa. Hold something. Oh my God, this is cold. Produced a video showing Webb placing his testicles in the salsa container. And the driver is heard laughing and stating, quote, this is what you get when you give an 89-cent tip for almost a 30-minute drive. Oh, dear God. Webb is heard saying, oh, the 14-second clip made the rounds on Facebook, racking up hundreds of shares, everybody. Webb is not affiliated with the delivery service or the restaurant. Chris said it's unclear why he was in the vehicle. Oh, he was just... Oh, he was just getting revenge for his friend who had gotten stiffed. Johnny was an on-tipper. Webb, who has been jailed in lieu of a $45,000 bond, appearing in Blount County General Sessions Court.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Love me do.
I didn't like the Beatles. I like salsa. Get it? Oh.
Take him along. Got himself a guitar. Used to play every night.
No, I know. I ever see the mango salsa? I mean, it's salsa, and then I drop my mangoes in there. Get it? Oh, watch this man go. Oh, this also tastes wrinkly. Dear God. This tastes like the Republican mascot's knee. Oh, my God. This tastes like the ashy heel of a Democrat with a bad line of questioning.
I'm gonna be a big star someday.
If convicted of a Class C felony, a jury would have to find he did the deed with intent to cause bodily injury to another. Al, I was just trying to get her to laugh.
Smile and wave goodbye. Don't you know?
Webb could face a sentence of, 3 to 15 years in prison. Oh, keep your salsa to yourself. They're saying Pelosi unlikely to try to indict the old Trumpster over there. So, all right, this is, I will say this, and I've heard it from, I heard it during the campaign. Dude, if you don't think this Michael Cohen this testimony is just a head full of snakes, each one outlying the other snakes, you cannot make eye contact with Maxine Waters. Dear God, you will turn to stone. Dude, I will listen to Anthrax right off of spreading the disease. Why not? Or spreading the disease, you non-speaking weirdo, Scotty and the boys. You guys know it? Of humanity is doubt, my friends. Humanity's 30 million page backup plan is heading to the moon. Oh my God, you know, I heard they got cubic back from the dead to recreate the moon landing with this information. And if you don't think they don't have a space temperature AI running on the dark side of the moon, manned by Roger Waters himself, that's right. Dude, there's a wall around that, and trust me, it rocks, dude. That's an education you want, my friends. Here they are coming to get us. When the SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket took off on Thursday night, according to FastCompany.com, is that a band? Well, come on down to Fast Company. How about that riff? I will do a double shot of Testament, dude, every single show, and I don't care if you don't like it. It goes so good. Bay Area's finest. This Falcon 9 rocket took off on Thursday night, carried humanity's entire backup plan with it, and then headed to the... Bro, all you need to know is humanity, dude. If you want to figure this all out, study the pyramid. Study the angles of the pyramid. Study the math that makes up the pyramid. And when you understand that math, you find that math in yourself, and then guess what? There's no problems. Because everything is just a sum total of your ideas. Have you started to choose only the good ones in the manner of your third position principle that whatever you focus on is what becomes a reality in as much as you believe it? If God sees it in the same way, it's unstoppable. covering all subjects, cultures, nations, languages, genres, and time periods. Oh, that's just the Joe Rogan podcast. Everything from the contents of Wikipedia. Oh, my God, where does WikiLeaksipedia? That's what I want to know. Oh, do Rogers don't tell Donald Trump to shut up. Who fed all of Hillary's emails into an AI in real time? If you want to know what they happened. Uh-oh. Hey, thanks to Audible for the new audiobook. Look out, my 19th book. I'm not going to have time to read, damn it. Anyways, getting back to my thing I keep hearing from before the campaign to during the campaign to the divisive nature of people saying, if you even support this guy, then you're this. If you wear this color, then you're that. If you are standing here and doing this, then we lump you in with this, and you're then all of that. And the marginalization and the dehumanization of people. Get a little bit of Megadeth, dude. You know, I will play this hard-ass riff. This is the hardest riff from a miniature golf theme thrash band. That's right. Songs called Windmill Hole.
The more I try to read your lips, the more the mask you wear rips. The wise you got.
So even though the Supreme Court rules judges might not serve for life, they may serve for life, but not eternity, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my God, now Ruth Bader Ginsburg's ghost has been voting for 2.5 months now. You think I wouldn't do this song out of nowhere? On Denver's top iconic rock? At Wednesday at midnight on 24/7 Comedy 106.3. WeaponsGreatFaith.com.
She feels in love for me, could never die. That'd change if she ever found out about you.
From yourself, dude. So the prevailing, if we can tie the fact of the God you believe in, if we can tie the what you look like, we can tie you to a political angle that we redefine as evil, we tie you to climate denial, which is evil, and we tie you to evil, and what we've heard today, and Michael Cohen is a warning that if you tie yourself to this guy in undying sense,
I'll
tell you, you didn't feel his touch. Melania not getting punched out in an elevator. How about that? Yeah, what did we learn in this testimony, if you believe it? No collusion, never been to Prague, didn't punch somebody out in an elevator, covered up two stories that were fake. A lot of wins while we're out there being presidential. The Dems are taking a gnarly hit and a loss upon a loss upon a loss. And if nobody comes back to the center and agrees that we're going to start over,
then you're going to be unleashing the internet.
This is an unleashed remaster, folks. I believe off the first album. I'm getting out of my way. Me and Johnny Hedlund's forehead are going to write about Vikings again. That is our hard-ass riff, though. And it's just down picking. Yeah, that's every Democrat woman asking Michael Cohen a sensitive question. Dear God. All right, well, let me get down to it. We're either going to reveal the fact that the AI has been running this the whole time, We have to have some kind of event that allows us to choose the AI over the human president. But if this other side gets in power, and we're already seeing what they're doing with the limited power that they have in a desperate grab to maintain that power, folks, if you understand what happened at Nuremberg, because just the support, just agreeing, just saying things the way Donald Trump says things. You know, they can't prove this guy into lying because all Donald Trump does is tell himself the truth, his truth to him. That he lives in the true essence of who he is, and then they mind read crimes that they want to pin on him that they've actually committed. And it's all laid bare in the words that they use when they do it. So I saw it before the campaign. I saw it during the campaign. I saw it after he won. I saw it in the midterms. And I heard it today from Michael Cohen. Folks, there will be a comeuppance. And if this side literally... Is this the thing that's going to be smashed 50 million pieces into the wind? Was he the Pied Piper candidate to do what? Take all American sentiment and put them all in one group? Give me three steps to jump over this Mexican border, dear God. Supreme Court answered a question Monday, surprisingly, that has been resolved before. If a judge dies after voting on a case, but before the decision... Does that judge's vote count, everybody? Oh, what is that answer? No, you don't get it. And that's according to NBCNews.com. Head on down. Go to the Riff. Head on down every morning, 6:05 in the morning. Tomorrow, we're getting into a little bit of St. Oswald, dear God. Yeah, he was an alt monk back in the early 90s. That's right. According to DetroitNews.com, a gay rights leader has been accused of burning down his own house. So the home of Nikki Jolly burned down in 2017, killing five pets, everybody, for those vegan ne'er-do-wells. The FBI investigated it as a hate crime. After all, the transgender man and gay rights activist had been receiving threats. After having a banner year in this conservative town, in the prior 6 months, he had helped open the first city's gay community center, organized the first gay festival, and after 18 years of failed attempts, helped leading a bruised battle for the ordinance. Well, did you have to have an ordinance to prohibit discrimination, folks? Come on. It's 2019, dude. Get along. Anyways, they stopped listening to this guy, or them, or whatever. The arsonist, allegedly. No, I'll give you three steps right now, dude. It's gas, it's this house, and a match. There you go. Wow. Authorities later determined the fire was intentionally set, but the person they arrested came as a shock to both supporters and opponents. It was the Citizens of the Year, Nikki Jolly. Oh, my God. Hellbent for revenge on my homeowners association. Yeah. His attorney and the lack of voting cast a doubt on the case. Oh. Why this 54-year-old man would allegedly burn down his own house remains a mystery. He didn't own the house, which was insured by its owner. Yeah, they're in it together. Get it. Contacted by the reporter, James declined to comment. Shelton quibbled with the way the police characterized her remarks. Not sure I said that. She wrote an email. I have no idea. Never heard Nikki comment in any fashion about anything like that. I mean, all these hoaxes, and then this ne'er-do-well burned down their own house. Dear God. Japan has a robot AI god. Everybody kneel down to Zod. According to the Express there in the UK, Robot Con, an AI version of a Buddhist deity to preach at a Japanese temple. No, dude, a real Buddha is not there to talk. They're just there to be, and you're supposed to get that message. Now that the computer was so woke, it turned itself off after it went to sleep. It was conserving power, dude. It knows it not to be a glut on the planet. Anyway, the only thing that's going to save humanity is if we start loving each other and having that love emanate into the devices that are gathering all of this information and transforming our society. Where it's going. So act positively. Pindar gave a speech on the heart of Sumatra and humanity, English and Chinese subtitles were projected on the wall as music played in the background. Oh, it was loudness, dude. They were raging. I will do a double shot of any money, too. Watch me. He wanted many people to come to the robot to see the essence of Buddhism. Oh, my God. And they were swearing at each other. They tripped over an extension cord. I got an AI Eddie Money, that's right. Dude, he's downstairs in my garage writing the next hit. I feel a hunger, it's a hunger. Tries to keep it manly. And it was primarily mirrored out of aluminum with silicone used for the face and the hands. The robot revealed to be public between, bro, you know the best part of getting a Buddha sex robot, that's right. With all the power you're releasing, it isn't safe to walk the city streets alone. Weaponsgreatfaith.com, everybody. Where mathematics is acceptance, is faith, is the lack of wanting. Your needs have already been met inside of the simulation. Act accordingly. Give kindness to all beings you see, digital, real, and or not, and move forward. WhiskeyandTheSurfer.com, everybody. WeaponsGradeFaith.com. That's right. Take me home tonight.